AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in the House.
House Resolution 21, resolution calling on Vice President Michael R. Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
The session did not last long.
For what purpose does the gentleman from West Virginia rise?
I object.
Objection is heard.
West Virginia Republican Alex Mooney's words mean there's no quick consideration. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
House Democrats have a single article of impeachment, charging the president with incitement of insurrection in the Capitol riot. It draws on his own words, encouraging supporters to fight before they stormed the building last week. An impeachment vote is expected midweek.
Later, Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline spoke to reporters.
This was an attempted coup to overthrow the government. And we have a responsibility as Congress to respond to that. We took an oath of office to defend and protect the Constitution and our democracy in the face of a direct attack on our democracy.
Vice President Mike Pence has given no indication he is ready to proceed to such a course, which could involve invoking the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, including a vote by a majority of the cabinet to oust President Trump before he leaves office on September 20th. A growing number of Wall Street banks and businesses have cut off ties with President Trump's campaign and financial arms, as well as the broader Republican Party following last week's riots at the Capitol. California's coronavirus catastrophe reaches a staggering new level. Johns Hopkins University's data shows the nation's most populous state has recorded more than 30,000 deaths since the pandemic started nearly a year ago. This is AP News. Pope Francis changed church law to explicitly allow women to do more things during Mass, granting them access to the most sacred place on the altar, but continuing to affirm women cannot be priests. The AP's Nicole Winfield is at the Vatican.
Pope Francis has essentially formalized and institutionalized what is common practice in many parts of the world. He says that women now can be installed as lectors to read the gospel during the Mass or serve on the altar as Eucharistic ministers. Previously, such roles were officially reserved for men, even though exceptions were made.
Women can be installed as lectors, read scripture, and serve on the altar as Eucharistic ministers. The former editor of the Vatican's Women magazine, however, called the new changes a double trap. She says they merely formalize what is current practice, including at papal masses, while also making clear that an ordained ministry is reserved for men. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.